accession number 16738, reel 3.
Gordon Selby, reel 3.
I'd been a coxswain for 5 years and I didn't think there was anybody could tell me anything about my job. I had 3 more years, or 2 and a bit more years to do in the Navy before I could leave. And it meant if I accepted promotion, I would have to start again at the lowest level of wardroom rank and be a dog's body. I would have to leave submarines and go back to general service because the promotion would have been to bosun, and of course there's no room for a bosun in submarines. And so I just decided that I didn't want it. I'd proved to myself I could do it, which was really what it was all about. Anyway, eventually in 1948, I was drafted to the submarine Truculent, and we went down to Portland, ping running for the ASDIC school down there. In 1949, about July 49, we took Truculent to Chatham for dockyard refit, and most of the crew of Truculent, or that crew of Truculent, were transferred to the submarine Alliance, which was just finishing a refit in Chatham. And we took Alliance back down to Portland to carry on ping running. Those that stayed in Truculent, of course, were in Truculent when she was lost in January, the following January, 1950. At the end of 1949, I re-engaged for 10 years in the Navy. I was then 30, so I re-engaged at the age of 40. And in January, it was found that my eyesight had deteriorated to an extent where I was no longer physically fit or met the medical requirements for a seaman in the Navy. So they were going to discharge me, but my captain at that time wrote to Flag Officer Submarines, who in turn passed it on to the Admiralty, and I was retained in submarines as long as they could employ me. And I was brought back into Dolphin as instructor to officers' training classes. And I spent the next 9 years of my time in Dolphin doing that particular job. The only incident of note in that time, I suppose, was a fray. When a fray was lost, she was lost in April 1951, and I had taken my training class down on board and get them settled in for a 2-week training cruise. This was in the afternoon. We got our gear down the boat. At the time, I was not only instructor to the training class, but I was also president of the Chief Petty Officer's Mess in Dolphin. And at 4 o'clock, I was called back up the mess to sort some problem out. And whilst I was there, I had a blackout. And at 5 o'clock, I was carted off to Hasler Hospital. At 5:30, a fray sailed. And that was the last of a fray, so all my training class were lost there. But I was in Hasler Hospital. They found nothing wrong with me, so I was back to duty within a few days. And I carried on instructing officers until 1959, when I left the Navy and joined Exide Batteries. Then, after about 18 months training, sent me out to New Zealand.
How did you come to settle in Australia?
I left Exide Batteries after about 10 years in New Zealand and became a management consultant. And my consultancy firm sent me across to Sydney to open up an office there, which is how I came to be in Australia. I left them after about 4 years of living out of a suitcase and in and out of aeroplanes, and joined an oil company, and I finished my working life with the oil company. as the manager of their training centre. They had a residential management training centre in Sydney.
Are you an Australian citizen now?
I am, yes.
When you went across to get that U-boat from Norway, did you see much of liberated Norway?
No, very little.
Which port did you get it from?
Kristiansand.